Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Money in Change with Stu Scheer. You come on over to the Trim Radio Network, where we broadcast live all over the world. You can buy our merchandise, which we'd love to see you in, and it helps us stay on the air. And I will tell you what, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all we have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to use as advice. We inform, we don't advise. That includes any and all medical and health professional information. So make sure you always contact your doctor or medical health professional before you do anything. Anyway, along with that, this great song here by Jesse J, Price Tag. That's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. All we ask is you don't cuss, curse, swear, or anything else that is negatively impacting yourself, our station, or anybody else. We like to keep this a nice, clean, Christian-based type radio station. And without further ado, I, Michael Bejas, am going to give you to Stu. Stu, how are you?
Hey, Michael. Boy, just before the show, I had everything set up, and then we go on and we set the camera, and strange things begin to happen. And they did an update and changed my camera settings around.
Well, of course they do. You know this.
Microsoft, I know, it's loves Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually asking Rascala about the possibility of just going to Linux.
Yes, a lot of people do that.
Well, he didn't know anything about Linux, and he's the computer guy, you know?
Linux is an open source system, basically. So what you have is you have a bunch of writers that are not tied to, like, one giant corporation, and they do the updates and betas and everything else. Linux is actually not a bad system to use. I've used it before, but unless you're very familiar with it, it takes a while to get everything going. But they have people that work on drivers for the different products that you have, like video cards and everything else. So if you're going to do something like that, you can repartition your hard drive and have one part run with Windows, and the next partition have it separate, like a drive D, and run Linux. So every time you boot, you have the option to go to one or the other. So I know people that have done this also. I did that. But it's not a bad system at all. I'm just going to tell you, an OS, it's not bad at all. But, and Apple's always another one that, you know, but you have to have an Apple, computer to do that. But a lot of different things that you can do. But,
well, I know, and I'll tell you what, I've played with Ubuntu and Linux Mint before, and that was on my other computer, and I'll tell you what, they take getting used to. They're kind of neat.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
And they don't crash.
Yeah, I mean, every system, no matter what it is, it's going to have its issues, whether it's hardware issues, hacking issues, or something else, you know. But, now that I'm getting more and more back into this stuff and building another system, it's going to be very, very interesting. So I'm not sure what I'll put on this one. You can put older versions of Windows on too, believe it or not. Now, they won't have, any of the updates because Microsoft no longer services those systems, but they run very well. So if you want to partition and go back to Windows 10 that they stopped doing everything for in like July, I believe it was, because now Windows 12 is coming out. So they're going to end up doing the same thing to Windows 11 eventually. So,
and they're going to do that. They're going to mess everything up so they can recreate Windows 13, 14, 15, 16.
Well, of course.
Of course. That's how they make their money.
Money and change.
Change.
Yeah. Hey,
Ah, you got it. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. And you want to check out not only the Trim Radio Network
at
trimradio.com.
You can,
but
can you?
You also want to check out Money and Change.
I'm muted. Okay,
and good. A host of other shows. For example, you have the Natural Marketer podcast. You want to check that out. Midweek Matters. You want to check out My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. You want to shop the merchandise. Hey, the merch, as Michael calls it. You got to get the merch. We have mugs. We have shirts. We have hoodies, fishing bottles, mugs for Money and Change.
Color-changing mugs. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
So when you put the hot coffee in them, then it lights up. We have we have mouse pads. We have all kinds of stuff. Shirts, long sleeves, hoodies, all kinds of stuff. Come on over, shop it out. The coffee mugs are fantastic. And so are the mouse pads. They're really cool. There's so much stuff that you can have on there and so many different shows. So, you know, Money and Change has theirs and everybody else. Really take a look at what Stu's telling you, because a lot of cool stuff helps us stay on the air. Okay, because none of us, we don't get paid for a thing. None of us. So
we just have fun.
That's it. All right, Stu, later.
Well, I will talk to you later. Anyhow, gang, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And like Michael said, try our merchandise, and you can get a lot of different things for good money. And it helps keep everything on the air, and we need that. Well, hey, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on, but I want to get into our disclaimer, because the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all information. All liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Boy, I'll tell you what, my eye just about flipped here. I had a problem with a USB light. And at first it was great, and now it kind of, it's wireless. You know, you plug a USB in it, charge it up, and then I can use it during the show. Well, right now it's giving me fits. So what I did was to order a new light. And this one is called an architectural light. It goes entirely across the top of the monitor. And it'll be above the monitor, and it will give me a lot more light to read with. And that's great. The other one that I have is good for some things, but it's not good for what we're doing on Money and Change. So hopefully that comes Monday. I don't know about you, but I've been following a whole bunch of stuff. And things are starting to get a little bit scary out there. And, you know, you go to Walmart, better known as Wally World, and you see full shelves and so forth. And then you start seeing that they're only filled up instead of all the way to the back. They're only maybe 2-3 rows or maybe 4 rows deep. That's about it. And some things, you know, they're constantly moving things around, and the aisles are either getting wider or they're not having the center displays. And I'm looking at all that stuff and I'm thinking, I think we're getting to get into a little bit of trouble here. And somebody posted today, and it was just before the show, and they said that the US dollar devalued by 40 to 60%. And I'm like, well, I don't have time to check it out. And I want to, and I may talk about that on My World on Wednesday. This devaluing thing, it's kind of scary. But, you know, we're in scary times right now. We've got a lot of different things happening. The BRICS countries, which are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and others, are joining to come up with a new currency. And I think that's going to be, I think that's going to be probably this fall. And when that happens and other countries move to it, it's a gold-based currency. And we're going to have to figure out where the dollar stands, because if we don't do anything, the dollar crashes. And basically, we won't be able to buy a lot of stuff internationally. And that's tough. It's scary. Just like the stuff that's floating in the air outside, and it gets in my eyes and drives me nuts. So if you see me wiping my eyes a lot, there's some crud out there, and I can't say what it is, what type of pollen or whatever, but it's been driving me nuts all week. Well, anyhow, so much stuff going on, and you have to keep your eyes wide open, because stuff's going to happen. And when it does, you better be prepared. I was helping a friend of mine the other day. We went to Aldi's. And I was looking for, you know, canned vegetables and things like that. And I told him, I said, hey, I'll help you out. And I spent about $40 on canned vegetables. And then we took them over to their place, and I said, okay, I'll help you stock things up. I'll bring some stuff over from my stores that I have, and I'll give them to you. So I gave them a whole bunch of stuff because they were hurting, and I tried to help them out. So I'm looking at my stuff, and I'm saying, okay, I've got X amount. I can give away some and help somebody else out. And I did. And that's good. But I go to look in Aldi's for pasta. Italians eat a lot of pasta. I'm not Italian, but it's, you can eat a lot of pasta if times are rough. And the Italians do that. And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to stock up on pasta. We're going to stock up on other things. And I was looking at, for example, tomato sauce. And we've got 12 jars of tomato sauce for spaghetti. And I thought, okay, that will help, but it won't get us through. Even if we did spaghetti once a month, that's good for a year. And is that going to help? How much spaghetti do we have? Do we have angel hair because it cooks quicker than the others? Do we need linguine or pasta shells? Now I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm thinking, man, am I really prepared? And the more I look at things, I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, I've been talking preparedness for 10 years. And do you have this? Do you have that? Did you put some money aside in case the banks are closed and you need to buy things like food or pay bills? Did you put your extra money into paying off your loans and other expenses? Did you set some money aside in savings? Did you buy long-term food or short-term food, like canned goods and so forth? Do you have good medical supplies? If we have another pandemic, you know, some people say, well, gee, I don't know what I need. I said, well, if you can find ivermectin, maybe that's a source. I've heard people talk about that. Hydrochloroquine, I've heard people talk about that. Not that I recommend anything like that. I've just heard people talk about it. I'm thinking, well, first aid kits and Band-Aids and bandages and so forth. And Eric on Goshen prepping, I'll tell you what, he's one of the guys that I follow. He went out garage sales hunting up in Michigan, and he found a lady giving away a whole box of sterile supplies. He bought it for $30. I mean, it was the mother load of medical supplies. And he's on YouTube with Goshen Prepping. Oh, speaking of YouTube and all that other stuff, hey, we have to do shout outs. I almost forgot about that, guys. Sorry. It's been one of those days with the computer and cameras and updates that Microsoft doesn't tell you what they're doing, and they just do it, and then you have to figure out, okay, what did they screw up now? Well, anyhow, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. Michael and I've been working with them for years, and we get along very well. We have a good rapport, as well as with Rascala and the other guys. I mean, we have some fantastic shows. We also have the University of Findlay with the summer camps that are going on there now. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. The University of Findlay, great facility, Division II NCAA sports school. Great facilities, great professors. They have a lot of international students there too. And so it's a well-rounded place. And I like that school. I've been going to their sports activities for, probably 20 years, at least 20 years of basketball. I know that. I'm a basketball fanatic, especially up at Findlay. And I've gone to so many different schools. I just can't help it. I went to Ohio University, Morehead State University, Xavier University. Let's see, Cleveland State, I had some classes there. I had other classes at Columbus State College, and just a bunch of other places, Ohio University branch campuses and so forth. I've had a crazy life going to school. Matter of fact, I think I did about 12 to 14 years of school. You never get enough learning, but I went way beyond. But check them out at www.findlay.edu. Check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. You can check them out on Facebook. Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Blanks. Custom Pens and Blanks. He changes that a little bit. And he does a fantastic job. If you need a presentation pen for your club, your company, your college, your fraternity, your business, check them out. He custom makes a lot of stuff, and they are great. If you like the Second Amendment pens that are out there, you want to check out Phil's, because I want to tell you something. Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks has excellent Second Amendment pens. I mean, they're great. He also does other things. He also has pizza pie cutters and all. He delves into a lot of stuff, but his main thing are these pens. I mean, they are great. Both Michael and I have pens from Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. We purchased them. And I'll tell you what, we love them. They're really great presentation pens. So check them out, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Check out Money and Change. Every Sunday night, we try to be live unless I have to play a concert. And during the concert season, which is summer, a little bit into fall, and then I've got the Christmas concerts, and then I'm done for a while. So we always do an encore version, a rerun version, if you want to call it that. But I like encore. I think Rush Limbaugh came up with that statement. And our concerts sometimes happen to be at 7 o'clock. And so that's when we have to do an encore version. And when I go to do a live version of My World, I might bring over some new material from the Sunday where we had to do an encore, and I'll introduce it there. So I try to keep people up to date. Well, then we have My World Life Laugh and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And the topics are always wide open. Whatever happens in the world, I talk about a lot of things there. But then I've got my buddies on YouTube, and it's Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. Have known them for years. Great people. Deep South Homestead, Danny and Wanda King down in Wiggins, Mississippi. They're about 100 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico. I guess they finally got some rain there, but it was awful hot for quite a while, hot and dry. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Check him out during the week because Dave comes up with some good information with boots on the ground. This last week he wasn't on. He had to take some personal time with his family. And, you know, family's first. And then we do YouTube and so forth. But Dave is a very good guy. I've known him since 2015, I think, or before. Then we've got Prepper Nurse One, which is Ed Carswell. He's down in West Virginia. And he's trying to set up a homestead down there. And then we've got Nate at Canadian Prepper on YouTube. And then we have Eric and family on Goshen Prepping. And they're up in Michigan. Very smart man. He's a retired doctor. And full of knowledge. I'm going to say that. Full of knowledge. Very intelligent person. And he talks about prepping. He talks about different things. And that's really neat. But you can always check that out. Well, hey, on our Facebook page for Money and Change Slice Financially Prepped, I've put a bunch of stuff up there. Yeah, some people say, well, I don't know how to do a budget, a personal budget. How do I do that? Well, I was looking around today, and Huntington Bank here in Ohio has a website, Huntington.com, and it said, create a personal budget. It said, how to make a budget. And I thought, hey, I'll just put that on the webpage because some people, even though I put it up there before, still don't know how to do a budget. And I've had some friends that have had that problem. And I've helped them work out budgets on Microsoft Office and using the Excel spreadsheets. And, you know, when I was working with the state for years, that's all we basically did was financial stuff and spreadsheets galore and budgets after this and federal budget, state budget, our own divisional budgets. I mean, that's what I worked with for years. And so when I saw this, create a personal budget from Huntington Bank, I thought, hey, I'll put that up there. And it should be able to explain everything about budgeting. And if you don't know how to budget by now, you're in trouble. Okay? You're tracking money that comes in and money that goes out. So you have a job or an income, that money comes in. And then what you do is you say, okay, I have to spend a breakdown of, first of all, taxes, second of all, electrical utilities, okay, which is HVAC and your heating, so forth, and electricity. Natural gas, that has to be included if you have natural gas appliances. And you break down everything that you pay out of that income. And you say, okay, now I have a certain amount left. 50% of my budget should go to what I'm paying out. Then 30% of it should be for, you know, taxes and everything else. You can include that in that bundle. And the 20% is savings. But you also have to include food. And during that budget time, what you need to do is to take a look at what money you have left over after you've paid your bills. And you say, okay, I've got so much money for food, gasoline, water, whatever. and I have to budget this. So do I spend a lot of money and do I go to Kroger's or some of the bigger stores, or do I go to Walmart, or do I go to Aldi's looking for bargains? Do I shop with coupons? Do I use the stuff that the coupons are for? And you have to consider all of this, but you develop this budget. And you're saving about 20% of your money at the end of the month. And if you budget very well, you might be able to save 25%. It just depends how good you are at saving your money. There's so much stuff out there. There was a guy that I watched yesterday, and John Rubino was on Greg Hunter's show. And I listened to that about what's going on financially, and I thought, okay, he's saying, and this is John Rubino is saying, the normal is over. So you're going to expect some bumps in the road, and he's explaining everything. So you can see that video this week. Also, you can see how to protect your family during a disaster. You know, last week, I think I talked about, on My World, I talked about GMRS radios for communication. I talked about flashlights and batteries and everything else. Do you have a way to store and take care of water? You know, they say, oh, 1 gallon per person per day. No, it's more like 3 or 4, because the one is for drinking, and then the rest you've got washing and so forth. So you have to be prepared for that. Do you have long-term food? Do you have canned goods? There we go. Like I helped my friend out. There's a lot of stuff to consider. And I know this next week I'm going to go back out again, and I'm going to shop the sales that are out there at the different places. And I'll be going to Wally World. I'll be going to Kroger's. I'll be going to Aldi's. And I'll be getting different things to try to build things up. So at least we're good for 6 months to a year, if not longer. What happens if the supply chain breaks down? How many things are made in China? How many are made elsewhere? And then if the supply chain breaks down and you don't have certain things that you need, you're in trouble. What about medications? A lot of companies in China make our medications. The next country is India. For example, during the flu epidemic, I had a way to get ivermectin. And it took me 3 weeks to get my ivermectin supply. And that's gold to me. If we get this flu stuff again that's really bad, at least I have ivermectin and vitamins to help alleviate some of that. And good hand washing works too. Just a lot of things to consider. And also, Eric had a thing on get these unknown medications for your home. And that was posted. And then also, Iridium 242, George. He's a neat guy. He tests all kinds of products. And he had 15 EMP-proof items to stockpile. Okay? So those are the things that I put up there this week, and I'll tell you what, you can check those videos out. I'm going to leave them up there, and as new ones come on, I will start posting that. But at least you know what you need to prep for. You know that you need to budget. You know what an EMP can do. You know what you have to get started on, because this fall, something's going to go. It's in my bones. I've heard people talk about it, and it gets scary. But you can always check us out on moneyandchange/financiallyprepped. And if I can help some people out with different things, that's fine. I'm not the know-all wizard. I'll do the research and then I can present it on the show, each show that I do, and hopefully it helps you out. That's all I want to do is help people. That's it. Now, how about our national debt? You know, our national debt right now is at 42. I'm sorry, not 42. My eyes crossed. Sorry. $32 trillion, and it's $32,477,061,000,000 to be exact. And the debt per citizen's $96,000 and $96,929 per citizen. And then per taxpayer, well, if you're a taxpayer, I'd be upset. $252,535 per taxpayer. We're in debt. I mean, we are in debt. Right now, our debt to GDP ratio, gross domestic product, in 1960 it was 52.68%. In 1980, it's 34.62%. In 2000, it was 57.22%. And now it's 122.62%. Gee, how did that get to be? The government overspent. They wrote a lot of checks and printed up a whole bunch of money and gave away a lot of money. And now we are 122, almost 123% of GDP. That is not good. That shows a bad fiscal policy. It does. And if I were you, I would be getting a hold of my state representative, my federal congressman, my senators. I would be saying, hey, you guys are spending too much money. Stop it now. Period. They don't know how to budget. And if they do, they don't care. And that's why we have usdebtclock.org. Check it out because it's there. Well, what's going on in the world of finance? Well, corporate bankruptcies are reaching the highest level since 2010, according to Andrew Moran at the Epoch Times. And what he's saying, in the first 6 months of 2023, there were 340 corporate bankruptcies, topping every other comparable span in 13 years, according to S&P, which is Standard & Poor's Global Market Intelligence. This is up 93% from the same time a year ago, and higher than in 2020, when there was a spike during the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. There were 54 recorded corporate bankruptcy filings in June, unchanged from 54 bankruptcies in May. Last month, some of the notable companies to submit filings were Lordstown Motors, Rockport, they make shoes, Instant Brands Acquisition Holdings, and iMedia Brands. There was a quote here, Instant Brands Acquisition Holdings Incorporated also sought bankruptcy protection June 12th. The tightening of credit terms and higher interest rates had impacted the company liquidity levels, according to an official release, and the company has already secured $132.5 million from existing lenders and plans to continue discussions with its financial stakeholders. And year to date, through June 15th, companies with more than $1 billion in liabilities filed for bankruptcy. Zotero Technologies, Diebold Holding, you know, Diebold Safe and that thing. Bed Bath & Beyond, Diamond Sports Group, and Party City. That's scary. And the higher interest rates that are there are impacting the businesses. They have to pay more in interest on their loans, and then their prices have to go up. And then if the prices go up due to the loans, then what do? If we can't afford it, we don't buy it. Now, meanwhile, according to recent Fitch ratings, F-I-T-C-H ratings report, the corporate default rate is projected to climb as high as 4.5% in 2023. Think of that, climbing 4.5%. That is scary. And economists contend that the worst corporate bankruptcies typically occur 1 or 2 years into a recession. And today they are happening before the official start of the economic downturn, as the U.S. economy is still expanding. So if we're having all these bankruptcies, we're having problems with banks, and the government's saying, oh, nothing to see here. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. Is that Wizard of Oz? Somebody's pulling the strings and things aren't well. Matter of fact, I'm looking at, I bank with a fairly large Midwestern bank. It's a regional bank. And I'm looking at moving money to a credit union because I'm getting better percentages with the credit union. And somebody said, oh, well, you know, we can give you 5% for 5 months. And I thought, okay, that's great. What's the minimum? They said $5,000. What, you mean you couldn't do that if I gave you $1,000? Oh, no, it's got to be this, and it's only for 5 months. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. July, August, September, October, November is the 5th month. Oh, you got maybe some elections in November. You also have the possibility of financial problems for the U.S. in October, November. So why am I going to give them some money for 5 months? Something doesn't seem right there. Another place that is a credit union said, well, you give us so much money, and like, even if it was $100, we'll give you 7% rate of return on whatever you put in there to open an account. We will give you 7% on that. And so I started looking at the ratings. Well, the Midwestern Bank is a B+, and the credit union is an A+ rating, according to Weiss Research, W-E-I-S-S. And I'm thinking, okay, I'll do some more research in it. And this friend of mine, we were talking at lunch the other day, and he said, oh, I dropped them years ago. I said, who? He says, oh, your Midwestern Bank, I dropped them, and I went with the credit union. I've been very happy since. And so this next week, when I can get a break, I'm going to be contacting the credit union and seeing if I can go ahead and get an account there that would give me the 7% for X amount of months, and also have a checking account with them and a savings account. And I will begin moving money out of the big Midwestern bank that has a B+ rating, going to an A+ rating facility, because they're more solid. And that's according to Weiss ratings, and they're pretty good. But we've got corporate banking issues and we have corporate bankruptcy issues. And I was zooming around today and I was looking around at some things about how much the average American lost in retirement savings last year. And I saw this article by Brian O'Connor. And it was on Yahoo Finance. And he said, even investors who understand that the stock market is volatile did not feel good about the losses stocks posted during 2022. And Standard & Poor's 500 index dropped by nearly 20%, and the average workplace retirement plan balance fell from $144,280 at the start of that year to $111,210 by the end. And he said, here's the breakdown of how much money retirement savings lost for these defined contribution plans. And he said, a financial advisor can help you create your own plan. But Alights, A-L-I-G-H-T apostrophe S, 2023 Universe Benchmark Report looked at data from almost 3 million eligible participants spread across 100 retirement plans, and the median plan balance fell to $23,818, the lowest in a decade. And the median annual rate was minus 14.7% during 2022. Other findings from the study were similarly downbeat. The average anticipation rate in workplace saving plans dropped slightly from 84% in 2021 to 83% in 2022, while the average contribution rate slipped 8.6% to 8.3%. Well, when considering former employees, the rate of those who kept their money invested in the workplace plan, according to the report, dropped from 61% in 2021 to 55% in 2022. And such withdrawals may indicate workers rolled money from their previous employer's plan to that of the new employer or into individual retirement accounts. It can also include workers cashing out their accounts to keep money on the sidelines or use it to meet financial obligations. And, you know, when you do that, you end up paying taxes on that stuff. And they can tax the heck out of you. Now, Jim Rickards was saying, will inflation soon turn to deflation? And this is James Rickards, dailyreckoning.com. And he's saying, can you expect continued inflation or trend towards disinflation and possibly even deflation? And he says, that's probably the most important question in economics today. This is more than a matter of competing narratives, according to Rickards. He said the question goes to the heart of the modern economic so-called Neo-Keynesian consensus and the models used in economic forecasting. He said the case for deflation, it's a narrative which includes disinflation, is also straightforward. And he says by late 2021, the Federal Reserve became increasingly concerned about inflation and decided to act. And the Fed began tightening money policy in 2022, reducing the base money supply by not rolling over maturing mortgages and U.S. Treasury securities. And then they tightened things further. And the Fed's money tightening seemed to work, according to the Rickards. But inflation has dropped from 9.1% to 4.0%. It's crazy. Our Federal Reserve is basically run by private banks. And there's an insurance policy that they have. If you have more than $250,000, it's not covered. the federal government said, well, yeah, we can cover it. And then the Fed said, okay, we'll cover it. But the general policy is anything beneath $250,000, everything is insured. Can they take a large hit? I don't think so. There's only so much money to go around. And if your retirement funds are tied up and you notice how much they've dropped, I know when I get my quarterly statement, I'll take a look at it and to see where it went. Because I donated some of my income when I worked with the state. We had a special type of a plan, and I could put that money away. And I did, each paycheck. And I had a good amount of money in there, except for one thing. 2008 recession zapped part of that. And then you go into the last couple years, and I noticed that what was in there before, I probably lost $30,000. But if I take it out, then I get taxed on it. It's called deferred income. So I'm hoping that things get better and better and better. But I don't know. You want to check what you have and talk with a financial advisor to see what can be done with your funds, whether or not you find mutual funds to get into or stay out of, whether or not you put it in gold and silver, that's another thing. Jim Rickards is basically saying you should have some of that. And Rubino was saying, yeah, gold and silver is another option. But the prices of gold and silver, I mean, my God, when I looked at some of that, gold is now almost $2,000. It's $1,938 an ounce. It's gone up $15.70 today. Silver is at $23.36, another $23.36. It's gone up 41 cents. And platinum is at $927.20. It went up $7. So the price is going up. So what is that indicating? People are buying the heck out of it. They are. And as a result, in some places, there's a scarcity. Right now, I'm looking at a 1 ounce gold American Eagle from APMEX. It's $2,087.29. And a 1 ounce American Eagle silver coin is $37.33. So we got a problem. Oh, I just looked. Gold went down in price $2 as we were talking, and silver went down a penny. That's why I use the APMEX site, because I can go ahead and check real-time values. But if they said that silver was $23.34 an ounce, and now they're having a sale with APMEX, and they're saying as low as $37.33 an ounce, so the difference is like $13 difference. I don't know if I'd want to do that. And you can go to Kitco.com, Silver.com, APMEX.com, and a host of others. But check it out. Do you have a health savings account? I was looking at Bankrate today. That's Bankrate.com. And they had some articles, and they were talking about a health savings account. And they said an HSA or a health savings account allows anyone with a qualifying high deductible health plan to set aside pre-tax money to pay for approved medical expenses. And the funds are held in an HSC trustee, a bank, credit union, or other financial institution until it is withdrawn to pay for certain health care expenses. and health savings accounts have various advantages but also have significant drawbacks. They're important to consider. And here's what you need to know about HSAs, according to Bankrate.com. Now, what these accounts do, check with your employer or insurance agent if you're not sure whether your health plan is an HDH. Most employers select their own HSA trustee, but employee is free to choose a different trustee if you want. You put the money into the health savings account. And the contribution limit for 2023 is $3,850, according to the report, for an individual and $7,750 for family coverage. Employees who reach age 55 by the end of the taxable year can contribute an additional $1,000 as a catch-up provision. Now, what are the advantages? Well, HSAs have more tax advantages than 401k accounts. And if you contribute to paycheck deduction or by paycheck deduction, those funds are pre-tax. Your employer, a relative, or anyone can contribute, and those funds are tax-free. Withdrawals aren't taxable as long as the money is used to pay for qualifying health care expenses. Now, what are the disadvantages? Prior to age 65, HSA funds withdrawn to pay for non-medical expenses are considered taxable income. And the IRS also levies a 20% penalty. I'm going to repeat that. The IRS also levies a 20% penalty. Expenses can be audited by the IRS, so you should keep all your receipts for payments with HSA funds. And not everybody is going to be eligible. If you are claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax return, you're ineligible for an HSA, the health savings account. And not all stores accept HSA debit cards, so you may have to pay for your expenses out of pocket and get reimbursed by the HSA trustee. Wow. Pluses and minuses. You want to check those out at Bankrate.com. It's a good place to look. Wow, there's so much stuff going on, guys. My recommendations, and I've always said this, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Be able to preserve and store water. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure you have clothing for the climate that you're in. Right now it's summertime, so we're going to be going into fall. Do you have fall and winter clothing available? Does that have to be updated? A lot of things to consider, and things are going to start getting tough, according to a lot of the people that I've spent a lot of time listening to. And I'll tell you what, if it does, I want to be prepared. And being prepared is the best thing. And Michael, I hope you're prepared, because guess what? We've got 4 minutes to go in the show.
I know, and I'll tell you what, we got some storms rolling in. So get as prepared as you can out there, guys. And I'll tell you what, sorry about dealing with the storms, but they're coming up and they're severe. So with that, Stu, got to get out.
Adios, muchachos.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to Money and Change with Stu Scheer. Don't forget to join us on Wednesday and Tuesday. We will be having Take Point 22. Hopefully we can rid ourselves of this severe weather that we're having. So we've just had a lot of it down here, and unfortunately that's just the way it's been going. But clear weather, Take Point 22, and on Wednesday, clear weather, well, we will have Live, Laugh, or Whatever and see Stu again. So we're just
going to buy the merchandise.
Buy the merchandise. We're gonna just play it, you know, by ear. Anyway, let's leave you here with a little good tune Price Tag with Jesse J. God bless, be good to each other, love each other, have peace, mercy, and grace in everything you do. Take care, folks.
See ya.
Take care, Steve. God bless.
You too. Thank you.